Some things just go together, like campfires and s'mores.
Oh, yeah.
Trucks and mud.
Uh-huh.
Disney and happy endings.
Wait. Every time.
Of course.
It's true.
Another perfect pairing is football and flirting.
Wait,
like,
okay.
I've seen Tom Brady and his center making eyes at each other all the time. That makes ESPN's top 10 every single week. But do you know you can also flirt at a football viewing party, not just when you're in the games? And that's what happened to one of our listeners, Brian. Brian, welcome to the show, man. Were you the flirty, the flirter, or the flirtesque?
I guess you can say I took part in a bit of each.
Oh, wow. All three. We like that about you, Brian.
Man, with a big appetite.
Real Renaissance man of flirting.
All right. So tell us, who were you flirting with? What's their name?
Gina.
Okay. And Gina. Set the scene for us. Are you at a house party? Where are you at?
House party. We're watching football. I'm guessing between 17, 22, 23 people in there.
Oh, it's a big party, man.
And how did you and Gina come to be?
Kitchen.
Oh.
Okay.
It makes sense.
I mean, obviously, I've seen her, but I saw her go to the kitchen, so I was like, hey, let me just make my way to the kitchen.
Nice.
Okay. She goes to the kitchen. Yeah. All of a sudden, you're hungry. Okay.
Yeah.
All
right. And the kitchen is like it's like the soul of the house. It's where everybody hangs out. It's where you get to know people.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I feel it's easier to, strike a conversation in the kitchen than...
Okay.
Well, I'm assuming in the living room or everywhere else, everybody's watching the game and being loud. So if you want to talk to someone.
So how did you strike up a conversation, or maybe she struck up the conversation? How did things get going?
Well, I think she started flirting with me by jokingly saying that I didn't know anything about football. And then I just kind of follow along with her. I was like, oh, yes. How much is a field goal?
Oh, that's smart.
Wow.
I was thinking I would have got defensive and been like, how dare you? I'll tell you the quarterback's name. I'll tell you everyone.
And
that's a good move, though.
It's a good judge on her part, too.
Yeah.
To see how aggressive the dude is.
Yeah.
Because you don't want to date, the know-it-all in the room.
Yeah. And he's just like, I'm here for the food.
It's a weird thing, though, to see somebody woman-splaining football to a man. You don't see that very often.
I get it. You're completely right. But if you look at this woman, you'd be like, anything you say.
It was sexy.
I can't even spell my name, to be honest.
That's cute.
Yeah,
all right, so how did things go from there?
We started making drinks and just talking, but I don't know if I was just nervous or anxious, but I just ended up saying douchey stuff.
Like, what do you mean?
No.
What did you say?
Well, we were watching the game in a pretty big TV. Mm-hmm. And then all of a sudden, it's kind of like an out-of-body experience where I just saw myself, hey, my TV's bigger than that one.
Oh, no.
Oh, no, you didn't.
Oh.
You think that TV's big?
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, but we've all had that moment where you're looking at yourself and you're like, why are you still talking?
Yeah. What did she say when you were bragging about your TV? Was she rolling her eyes, or was she like, oh, tell me more?
No. I mean, she laughed and I just played it off and I got lucky on that one.
Okay.
So she tried to move on from the moment and get by it. Okay.
But she was still interested in you after that.
Yeah. We continued to talk and just get to know each other. And it was time for her to leave and she was going to order an Uber. And I said, let me just drive you home and we can continue to talk and just connect. Ooh. And we finally get to her place and she asked me to come up.
Okay.
Wow. Nice.
To see her big TV.
Hey.
I like it.
So did you?
Yeah, of course I came up.
Yeah.
You kidding me?
I mean, how do you go? Touchdown? Field goal? What'd you get? First down?
Nothing happened.
Nothing happened.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, we just sat. We had a drink or two. We talked. And she's like, oh, I got to get ready for my week. And I was like, oh, that's my cue.
So did you just...
Oh, no.
Okay.
Do you think she was waiting for you to make a move?
I didn't get that kind of a vibe. I don't know. It was just weird. I didn't... I wanted to, but at the same time, this is just me meeting her the fine line between being respectful and not too.
Absolutely.
Okay, so how long were you in her place before you had to leave?
No, it wasn't long. I mean, 20 minutes.
To her credit, maybe she, like, you know, sometimes you get a little overexcited. Like, you're in the car, you're in the moment, you're like, yeah, come up, or maybe that's what I should do, I should invite him up, and then once you're up there, you're like, oh, man, I gotta get up in the morning.
Or, like, the chemistry's not there yet. That's true.
Okay,
I can see that.
So what happened after you left her place? What's happened since that night?
I've texted, I've called, and no answer, so I'm really confused.
Sounds like someone needs a Hail Mary.
Oh.
Okay. We're going to be done with the football puns. Okay.
Yeah,
I'll step back. I'll take
You're accusing Alexis.
Okay. Right,
we're going to mansplain all the football stuff to Alexis during this break, and then when we come back.
I'm hoping that you guys can guide me through the game-winning drive.
Okay.
There we go.
Let's end on that note. We're going to play a song. We'll come back. We'll call Gina for you and try and get your second date update, all right?
Thank you.
All right, hold on.